All right, Kevin. Now, we speak a lot about how powerful the sun is as a source of renewable energy, but in the slums of Nairobi, people are harnessing the UV rays of the sun to decontaminate rancid water in a very cheap and simple way, significantly impacting the difficult lives of the dwellers who live there. Sounds great as well.
It does, but very, very disturbing to see how bad the conditions are for these people. And the slum dwellers' experiences in places like Kibera slums in Nairobi, where feces and urine and parasites and bacteria from those things have contaminated the water systems. People are advised to always boil their water before they drink it. But the problem is, though, that the average income in these areas is $1 a day. Imagine that never, ever goes up. Everyone talks about it for the last decade or so, $1 a day. They can't even afford the fuel to boil the bad water. So now there are about 600 registered water bottling companies, but even then, in Nairobi, a bottle of water costs 75 US cents a day, which would be three quarters of an income of a person. Ernest, we've spoken of the poverty trap before. Well, this is it. It's awful that people actually live with this kind of stress and in these conditions. But be that as it may, there is a solution to this. It's a simple and cheap. It gives hope to all the people suffering there from typhoid fever and other diseases caused from bacteria and parasites in the feces, contaminated water. Contaminated but clearish water needs to be poured into up to a 3-liter clear plastic bottle, no coloring or covers, and they need to be laid down horizontally in the sun for 6 hours. Simple as that. The UV destroys and purifies literally everything, which is quite amazing. It's called the SODI water disinfectant system. NGOs are targeting mothers and kids under 5 who are already the main victims of diarrhea and other ailments. And so far, they've really positively impacted about 21 schools and 2,500 households. The households using the system are experiencing about 85% diarrhea-free experiences, compared with the usual 70% incidence that kills so many women and children in those slums. So really sad, Ernest, as I say, how people live, but amazing that such a simple intervention is available to make things just a little bit more easier for these people.
Mm-hmm. To make life just a little bit more easier. Kevin James, thanks so much for sharing those stories, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Yes, take care, my friend. Cheers.
All right. Fantastic. That's Kevin James from GCX Africa.